We continue our learning lately. Nishmas Davi ben Menachem, Moreh Shem Hayakov ben Chosel Leo. We're in Megillah, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Bachanukah, Banisim. So the Mishnah continues as it was discussing in the previous Mishnah, the halachos of Kriyas HaTorah on special days. So on Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, Banisim, we read the Parashas Banisim by Midrash Parak Zayin because of Chanukah HaMizbeach. So Chanukah, the fact that we were able to rededicate the Beis HaMikdash. So the Parashas Banisim is somewhat fitting for those 8 days. Bipur. We read Vayavo Amalek, which is the last 9 psukim of Parshas Bishalach. Bereshe Chodoshim, we read Uvroshe Chodshechem, Bamidbar Perichav Ches. We read that. We read the Parsha before that as well, by Deber Tzavas Bnei Israel. But the key point of a section of that Parsha, of course, Uvroshe Chodshechem. B'ma'amados, when the Yisraelim gathered with Ma'amados, which we discussed in Maseches Tainis, for Tefillah and Kriyas HaTorah, at the time when the Karbonos Sibur were being brought in the Beis HaMikdash, they would read B'Masa Bereishis. As we discussed in the fourth parak of Maseches Tanis, they would read each day of Masa Bereishis from Parshas Bereishis. B'Tanios on fast days, Brachos Uklavos. We'd read the blessings and the curses, meaning we'd read Parshas in B'chukosai, Vayikra Perak Chavav, and we'd read some of the brachos and the klalos. Why? So we would inform everybody that it's because of our transgressions that punishment is coming to the world, and there's a drought, and hopefully Hashem will save us from that, and will recognize that we need to do tshuva. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yud Gimel, Batanios, he says that on fast days, that where we goes there on the tzibur because of tzaros, because of misfortune, like a drought and the like, then we read B'chukosai. But other times, where we have a period of history that we're remembering, so a Tanis Tibur for that purpose, as we have today, that's that we're going to read Vayichal and Nafam B'chukosai. Then Mishnah says, Ein Mafsikin B'klolos. Once we're mentioning Klolos, the reading B'chukosai, so when we have Klolos, it's true for B'chukosai, the Tochacha there, and in Kisavo as well, Ein Mafsikin B'klolos. We don't divide that into two Alios, Ela Echot Koreis Kulon. We have one person read the entire thing. In fact, he should start from a pasuk before, or a few psukim before, and follow with psukim that are not speaking about klolos as well. Why should that be? Number one, we don't make a bracha on a parana, so I don't want to call someone to the Torah to make asher bracha banu, to make a blessing on something that's being read that's all about destruction, punishment. But if part of that aliyah at least has some bracha, or at least it's not paranis, it's not a klala, so then we can make a bracha. Some say, because of imo anuchi b'tzara, Hashem is saying to us, it's not proper. I don't want you to make a bracha to me when my children are being cursed in this particular aliyah. And some say that anyone who gets called up to the Torah, so the Yishalmi says, Tzarech she'ei poseach b'davar tov v'chosei b'davar tov. Should we start with something good and end with something good? Then the Mishnah continues, Basheni v'chamishi, on Monday and Thursday, when we know we have Kriyas HaTorah, uvi Shabbos v'mincha, when we have Kriyas HaTorah as well, Korin Kisidron, we read the Parshas HaShavua, nothing special, a section of the Parshas HaShavua, as we know, the first Aliyah, we divide it into three, but ve'ein olin lohem en acheshbon, it doesn't count as part of the calculation, which means that when Shabbos comes, I can't say, well, we read Rishon already twice this week or three times this week, Shabbos Mincha and Monday and Thursday, well, let's start from Sheni. That we're not permitted to do. We have to read the Rishon once again on Shabbos. And the Mishnah then has the word Shenamar. So we have to ask a question, and that is, why is it that we do read, as the Mishnais have been discussing, the last few Mishnais, that we're supposed to read the Moed, whatever, the Me'ein HaMa'or, a reflection of that particular day, on that day. Why is that important that we have a Kriyas HaTorah at all to discuss the topic of that day? It's really a mitzvah from the Chumash. Shene'amar, Vaydeleh Moshe es Moadeh Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. Moshe spoke the Moadeh Hashem, the different festivals that we have, to the Jewish people. Now that's superfluous because all of the mitzvos Moshe told the Jewish people. So why do I need to tell me that, by the way, the Moadim Moshe told the Jewish people? So Rashi explains, Moshe, the answer is because Moshe wanted us to know that we're supposed to discuss and read publicly the halachos of each moed, called moed of moed, bismanan, in the proper time. And therefore we learn from here, as the Mishnah says, mitzvasan sheyuhu Korin kol echad ve'echad bizmano. And the Gemara even brings a brisa which says the following: Moshe tikein lohem liyisrael shushalin v'darshin binyano shalom. Moshe instituted that the Jewish people, based on this pasuk, should be asking questions about the halachos of the day and darshaning, meaning an expounding upon the laws of the day related to the topic of the day. Hilchos Pesach bePesach, Hilchos Atzeres baAtzeres, which is Shavuos, and Hilchos Chag bChag, all to fulfill the pasuk Vaydeba Moshe as Moade Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. We begin the fourth parak. Akore es Hamegillah Omed v'Yoshev. So as opposed to Kriyas HaTorah, where we're supposed to read the Kriya, we're supposed to read it standing, based on the pasuk, beginning of Devarim, Ve'ata po amod imadi, Hashem speaking to Moshe, where Moshe is standing. Hashem wants Moshe to stand when he teaches the Torah and reads of the Torah publicly. But reading the Megillah Omed V'Yoshev, you can read it standing, but you could also read it sitting. Then the Mishnah says, Kara kira'a echad, kira'u hashnaim yatzo. When it comes to the Megillah, not only if one person reads it, which is ideal, in all cases, but even if two people read when it comes to Megillah, that's perfectly acceptable as well, as opposed to Kriyas HaTorah and other areas of Halacha, where we say, Atrei Kali Lo Mishtamai, that you can't hear two voices at once. So if you want to discharge your obligation in Kriyas HaTorah, if two people are reading it at the same time, it doesn't work. Two people are making Kiddush together at the same time, we're not Yotze. But when it comes to Megillah, which is Chaviva Aleihem, and it's so precious to everybody, the story is so dear to people, we can discern one person's voice over the other, and therefore you can be Yotze even if two people are reading it together, and you listen and you're listening. Makam shenagu levarech, yivarech. V'shelo levarech, lo yivarech. If it's customary in your community to make a bracha on the Megillah, then you make a bracha. And if not customary in your community, you don't make a bracha. The Gemara is quick to point out that this is not about the bracha before the Megillah. The brachas before the Megillah are Sherekid Yisrael Mitzvahnu Al Mikra Megillah, or Shasa Nisim and Shechiyana, which we do both at night and during the day. Those are obligatory. Of course, we make those Birchos HaMitzvah. We're referring to the bracha that follows the Megillah, and that is the bracha of HaRaves Rivenu. So that bracha is dependent on the minhag hamakom. If you have the minhag to say that bracha after the reading of the Megillah, we do. And if you don't have the minhag, you don't say that bracha. Our minhag is to say it, but we only say that bracha when we have a minyan. Only Bitzibur. Then the Mishnah says, Basheni uvachamishi uvashabbos bamincha korin shlosha. On Monday and Thursday in Shabbos mincha, we call three people up. These are days, Monday and Thursday, people have to go to work. So we want to have the minimum amount of aliyas that we need. We need 10 psukim, and that would be three aliyos. That would be, of course, three aliyos, two having three psukim and one having four. But that's the minimum. That's what we're going to have. Why can't I have a longer laning at Shabbos Mincha? So Rashi explains, because Shabbos Mincha is often very close to when it's about to get dark. Everyone came to learn during the day, came to Shir before, and people are learning Shabbos afternoon, so Mincha is very late in the day, and because of that, we don't have time. It's going to be Shkia, it's going to be dark already. So therefore, we minimize the amount of Lios that we have, but that's all, the premise of that, of course, is the fact that people are engaged in Talmud Torah before Mincha, Shabbos afternoon. Then the Mishnah says, Ein pochasin ve'ein mosifin aleihen. You're not permitted to have fewer than three aleihen. Nor do we have any more, and that's the point of the Mishnah. That's the same idea. We're going to work, and Shabbos Mincha, we don't want to have any more than that. So no hosafos. Vein maftirin banavi. Nor do we conclude the laning on Monday and Thursday or Shabbos Mincha with a haftarah of a perek from Navi. That we're not going to do, and that's the same thing, because we have work, or Shabbos Mincha is very close to Shkia, because we've been learning all afternoon, so we don't add on to the Kriyas HaTorah, and that includes, we don't have a Haftarah. HaPoseach v'hachosem b'Torah mivarech lefaneha ula achareha, says the Mishnah. The person who is opening and closing the Torah means the person who's called up for the first bracha, and the person who's called for the first aliyah, and the person who's called up for the last aliyah, they're the the ones who make the bracha. Now, that's not our practice today. This was the original practice. The person getting the first aliyah would make the bracha asher bracha banu, and the person getting the last aliyah, whether that was the seventh aliyah on Shabbos or the third aliyah on a weekday, that person would make the bracha asher nasan lono when he finished, when the laning was over, when he finished reading, or the Malkori finished reading. In those days, people would be called up as well and do the reading themselves. Only had a bracha before and a bracha after. But that was the halach in the days of the Mishnah. The days of the Gemara, though, they decided and made it takana that everybody gets called up to the Torah, makes a bracha before and a bracha after. Why is that? So the language the Gemara uses is gezera mishum hanichnasim u'mishum hayotzim. It was a decree that was made for the people who enter and the people leave. What are we afraid of? Person may walk into shul after the first person made the bracha. And when he sees that no one else is making a bracha before their aliyah, he'll think, oh, I guess we don't make brachas before we learn, before Torah. Having walked in too late to hear the first bracha, and subsequent aliyos, people not making brachas before the aliyah. So he'd think, I guess we don't have to make brachas before we learn. Or maybe someone's going to leave shul afterwards, and going to think, he's going to before the end of the laning, and he's going to say, no, and the person didn't make a bracha afterwards, not knowing he didn't stay for the rest of laning. He didn't realize that the last person who got the last aliyah, is making a bracha asher nasan lanu. He thinks you don't have to make a bracha after laning either. So this way, knowing that people may be walking in late or leaving early, we want each person who's getting an aliyah to make the bracha before and a bracha after.